What up, good people? Welcome to another episode of the Strategically Reckless Podcast. I am your host, Jay Brown, aka your favorite foster dad, aka Mr. 710. And we are glad you are joining us once again. For those that know, we have a familiar face with us, and we got another one that should be joining here in a minute. I have no idea why my wife is calling me right now.
Hey, yo.
She is calling me right now.
That's crazy.
That is wild that I just allowed my phone to just go straight to a voicemail. Shout out to looking right at it and then just being like, nah.
Go take a sip on that one.
Go ahead and introduce for those that my brother Julian Brown, aka Left Hand Rookie, in this thing. What up, brother?
What up, twin brother? Appreciate the invite, man. Always a pleasure to jump in here with you and have a good time and jump in on the Strategically Reckless Podcast.
What? Oh, man, he out here. No, man, I'm excited, bro. And so, on TikTok, I want to thank everybody while I'm getting everything set up. I want to thank everybody for tuning in via Facebook Live, TikTok. Live, iHeartRadio, whatever it is. Thank you for all your support. It's dope. On the TikTok side, go ahead and put them likes in there. That's what I'm talking about. And look, so on tonight's show, Mailman Moby has made it into the thing.
In the house.
Buddy.
What up, young? What up, players?
I'm going to switch y'all out a little bit. I'm going to change the layout.
So what's up, Julie?
What's happening?
What up, player? Dang. Is that me? Hold up.
Man, that look like the Kobe side of the game. I don't want to do y'all like this. hold on. Wait a minute, what happened? Hey, what up, though?
Ain't nothing to it, man. Y'all all right?
Yeah, we got a full house today. We got Mailman Moby in here, too. Yeah, man, we good.
Yeah, man.
We good, but look. On tonight's show, we're going to do since last week. Let's do. We're going to talk about kids embarrassing you. We're going to talk about women's maintenance. Along with some other things, we're going to talk about barbecue in Haiti. It's wild. It is wild. And we also going to talk about, we're going to talk about Diddy again. And he can't. He ain't getting away. Ain't no getting away today. Ain't no good way today. But how y'all living, man? How y'all living?
We out here, man. We out here. Yeah. Tossing that mail in folks' boxes.
Y'all
Don't start, Julian. Don't start.
Wow. Hey, you know what?
Pause.
Let me tell y'all something. You know, Kevin Mace ruined a whole bunch of stuff because every time I hear something that's even remotely close, I'd be like, wow.
Who did?
On the bowling telecast, It was bowling this weekend. They had a telecast on, and these fools was like, "Hey, Jason Belmonte just pulled out his dagger, and he's gonna insert it." And it was like, "Whoa!" Insert it. Like this is what y'all talking about? You can't hit him with the insert on bowling. Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, I hear all of it. A lot of questionable things said on live sports podcast or radio shows and stuff.
Is that what that be? Is that what I see whenever y'all like? I see on y'all's screen. It'll be at the bowling alley, but it'll be from the back. That's what that is. A live.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I had to check it out one day. I just thought it was good.
We put our cameras on and we bowl, but nah, we ain't pros. We ain't pros, but on the pro telecast, I want to give a real quick shout out to D-Ron Booker, man. D-Ron Booker, he won the big bowling tournament as one of the first, like he's like the third black person to win a major. I'm gonna give a shout out to him on that because that was dope, and nice. You know what made it even better. A couple years ago, me and my dad we was bowling in this tournament in St. Louis, and this dude, it was this other young dude. He had this little afro. He was on our pair with this Asian kid, and we was bowling. He was real nice. We chopped it up a little bit. Get to the end, like he threw the ball well, but. Not well in the way that you would be like, all right, a few years from now, you're going to see this man on TV. And sure enough, a few years from now, up and last year he won a tournament. Excuse me. That, you know, I hate that it kind of played out like it did because him winning put Julian down a little bit. But it was a major accomplishment, so it can't really hate on that. But then for him to turn around and win this tournament, and the way that he did as the number one seed going undefeated through match play, man, I just want a big shout out to him for that. And like I said, I saw him this year at Holiday Doubles. We chopped it up for a minute, gave him a congratulations, man, and we went on and did our thing, man. So it was dope, man, to see one of us.
That's what's up.
That's on what's the up. Big stage.
Okay. To be honest.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I had always envisioned that being Julian. To be honest with you, I've always envisioned that being my brother.
Yeah. I've been waiting on him to get in there. That's what I've been waiting to see.
Kicked in the door for bro to come on out here and do it.
Matt. Only thing that would have made that better is if he would have did the Kevin Garnett.
Go into it.
Anything is possible. That's the only thing that would have made it better.
Anything is possible. You know what? This is the one thing. Like he would. I don't want to. Guys, this is gonna sound bad. He was the right person. Cause he's a really nice person. He's really nice. He's super proper. There was no expectation that he was gonna get out of line. If it was me,
nobody was nervous. Nobody was nervous.
Are they gonna do him like they did Tiger Woods and ask him?
Nobody nervous about. Yeah, no. Storm wasn't nervous about him being like, "Yeah, nip." No spot. All the sponsors were cool. They was like, like you. So I pulled y'all away from the LSU Iowa game, and you know we see it where they are scared of like LSU. LSU has a team that would be like, Nick! They got that squad.
Oh, they definitely got this part.
Yeah.
Like,
every one of LSU women has fought a guy.
1-2-3 Cancun here in a minute.
Every one of LSU women has fought a guy. All of them. All of them.
Yeah, at least four. Oh, I was going to say four. I said four. Four.
They all done
fought. At least four.
Yeah, four in the possible. They
got into a real scrap.
Hey, you know, this is, look, this is
so, they keep missing free throws. All right, let me stop looking at the game. Is this over? Ain't no coming back. Ain't no coming back in this one. But what I will say is, I feel like I would struggle as a parent watching these games, and if my daughter's on LSU getting 24-foot bombs thrown on her by Caitlin Clark, I can't pretend like I wouldn't have attitude. Like, hey, you got to get out there. Hey, just, you're going to have to foul her one good time. Now, it's going to look bad. It's going to look way worse if you foul her hard than if she foul you hard. But sometimes you got to change the complexion of the game.
You don't want to be the Draymond Green in college basketball, though.
No, you don't want to be that.
You don't.
But I tell you who would be that. It would be Angel Reese.
Somebody real hard.
No, not real hard.
Flo J will.
Flo will. Flo.
You ain't found nobody real hard.
No, I ain't got that.
You found somebody real hard.
Yeah, I done found somebody real hard just to send a message. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie to you. And we was, I tell you this, we were hooping with LaJuan at the church one day, and Buddy was getting busy. He was getting busy. I'm not even gonna lie. He went on the spree where he scored about six straight. And I switched on him, and I felt like I needed to send a message quick. Hey, Buddy, this ain't that. I ain't them. And this dude got ready to crawl. Like, he went to the hole to drive to the basket. Pause. And yeah, I fouled him pretty good. I let him know, my bad. But it was, I ain't them. And that time is over with.
All right. I found somebody hard by accident. You remember that day? I tried to block somebody's shot and I hit him in the ear.
Oh, that was
Billy. And dude went down immediately.
He said like, that was Billy.
I drunk and I swore.
I thought Jason killed him. And I hit
dude in the ear. He was a fireman.
I thought Jason killed that dude.
Hey, you know me, I'm a guard out there, so you know I ain't hit nobody too hard anyway.
Look, Jason hit that dude so hard, everybody was like, "Oh!"
I was a guard too, but I.
They thought he would golf.
Slow down, cowboy. Hey, I found the hell out of dude. Man, but yeah, so since last week, we were at the bowling alley. We were at the bowling alley on Thursday. These two little girls walked up and they were like, "Hey, do you want to buy some Girl Scout cookies?" All right, I don't mind helping out the girls. What Girl Scout cookies do you have? And they were like, "Yo, we got some Thin Mints." And no, they ain't had the Thin Mints. They had some trefoils and some other stuff that I ain't eat. And I'm like, all right, well, if I can't buy these because I give them away, but if that's all you have, I'll just donate to the cause and I'll just get one box and give it away. Man, when they was like, "Let me see what I got." They was like, "Let me see what I got." And I was like, "All right, cool. You can see what you got. I will I will. I'll get some if you got thin mints. Yo, she came with the thin mints. I bought two boxes. When I pulled those boxes, they was this big. They were only this big. And then she was like, It'll be $12 for two. Well, these $6 a box.
Look, man, I bought some. I was telling my cousin what I posted the other day. Look, I bought some thin mints, man. I bought it from the store. They don't taste the same, man. They don't taste the same from buying it from the store and buying it from the Girl Scouts.
No. You bought chocolate cookies. You didn't buy thin mints.
No, come on. No, I bought the thin mints.
They don't taste the same, man.
I didn't get it from Family Dollar. I didn't get it from Family Dollar.
Cookies is crazy.
I didn't get thin bras. I didn't get it from Dollar General. I know.
You can't be out here buying the Aldi's version expected to get the same taste.
I got the little Keebler Elves, man.
Thin-ish.
They don't say
like it's thin-ish. kind of heavy. Heavy set. Yeah. Yo, but I was like, why they cost so much? Like, they done went up a lot. Like, it ain't even just a little bit. They went up a lot. And then I feel like they got real petty with, like, the Samoas and the Tagalogs and stuff like that. Like, they done created the little ridges so that they separated. So they only put, like, 5 cookies in there. You only get 15 cookies for the same $6. There used to be more.
Hey, there's some more than 5.
Yo, folks be hating. Let me see. Hold on. Who got some comments? Yeah, those Samoas 5. Pop said Reese fouled out. 1:45 left in the fourth. Down 12. 1, 2, 3. Can't go.
Game.
Yeah. Louses. Yeah, they 88-76. Right. They going to be out of there.
What up, Ed?
Hey, what's up, Eden?
Yeah. They, you know what? I'm not going to hate. I will say that if you didn't bet Iowa, that is just not smart.
I didn't think I was going to win.
I wanted LSU to win because I'm... Nah, man.
Don't do it. So, don't do it.
Yo, hold on. So you don't want me to say it out loud?
Don't do it.
Man, I can't see it. Hold on.
Don't do it.
I got to clear my throat.
keep your audience. Keep your audience.
No, here's the deal. Damn. Hold on. In real life, this is entertainment, right? This is entertainment. What basketball will not do in general, they will not have another San Antonio versus New Jersey Nets situation. They are not doing that shit again. There will not be another New Jersey Nets versus San Antonio Spurs situation. Now, we can go back and talk about the stars that was in that game. But the markets was trash. Nobody cared. Nobody watched those games. At that time, we didn't care about Jason Kidd. We didn't care too much about Richard Jefferson. Vince Carter was old. Tim Duncan was boring. Manu Ginobili, most people couldn't even say his name. They didn't rock with the ball spot. Tony Parker didn't. He barely spoke English. And so, well, just like, all right. So in the men's game, in the men's game. NC State and who the other WAC team that's in there? Who UConn playing? Alabama?
It's not gonna be
NC State and Alabama. There's no way.
All right. So. I got a question.
I ain't saying nobody gonna be cheating. All right, go ahead.
So do you feel like Iowa is better for women's basketball to make it than LSU? Because we already know, you know, NC gonna make it, right? Do you feel like that's better for college basketball for Iowa State to make it versus LSU versus SC?
Oh yeah, it's a way bigger market with Caitlin.
Yeah,
I'm just asking. Like, there's no right or wrong answer. I'm just
now. I said what I said, but Caitlin. Yeah, I said what I said, but Caitlin. Caitlin is big. If you three college basketball players, men or women, Caitlin Clark is going to be on that list. Caitlin Clark going to be on that list. I will be hard pressed to any. Could y'all name five college basketball players?
On the men or women?
Do you know five men? Three men. Three dudes. I know Moby Rock with Edie.
Yeah. Big Edie. Big. Yeah. You got Edie. You got.
Yeah. We got three people.
Hey, you're this, right. Watch it.
I ain't got nothing for you.
Yeah. In real life, ain't fun.
So
I got me on there because I usually know the Duke player, but I ain't been watching Duke this year.
One. You don't know, man, one of them.
They already projecting this to be the Duke players. First that's NBA it. Draft.
That's what I'm
watching. Yeah, Duke, I used to be all on, that's my team.
And it's only because the guys that's going to get drafted, they're not playing in college. The ones that everybody getting excited about, they're not playing in college. They're going to the Ignite team, and they overseas. They're not going to college no more. You're not excited about nobody that's playing in the Final Four.
Oh, absolutely not.
That's true.
Absolutely not.
Nobody.
I want to see Edie, though. I got to see my boy Edie.
Nobody.
People sleeping on Edie.
Come on, man. I'm about to.
You stop sleeping on. Y'all gotta stop. Don't sleep on Edie, man. I'm telling you.
I'm finna block him.
That's my dude, man.
Moby, if. All right. How good do you think Yao Ming would be in the league right now?
He'd be all right, but I think Edie is more agile than Yao Ming.
Biased.
I mean, dude, 7'4". I mean,
Yao Ming would cook Edie.
Stop it.
Biased.
Yao Ming taller than that.
But that's what I'm saying. They gonna get there. They said they playing true big man.
Be like in the light skin.
Come on, dudes, man. Come on, pause, man. Pause.
Hey.
Come on, man. As they say now, no Diddy, no Diddy, no Diddy. Come on, man, no Diddy.
No Diddy.
No Diddy is wild.
Hey, you know what? What's the name? Said it on ESPN.
We talking about
Diddy. He said that on Bart, big old Bart to be on ESPN.
Yeah.
He said he was saying something, and then he said they were saying something. He said no Diddy. He said no Diddy. I honestly didn't say that on TV, on ESPN too.
Hey, Bart Scott, wild. Yeah, he wild.
Yeah, he is.
Bart Scott, one of those people that he might give you one. He'll probably cuss on TV.
Yeah, of course.
Stephen A. said Nick on TV the other day.
Yeah, he did.
I heard that when I saw that.
He was talking about LeBron. He was talking about LeBron, and he said Nick on TV.
You can't tell me this.
You know what LeBron's like? You know.
That's dirty, man.
Yo, what's funny is I know they called him into the office. I know they called him into the office like, hey, Stephen A, yeah, you let one slip. You know you're not at the barbershop, right? You can't talk like that. Like, you're not on your podcast.
My bad.
On his podcast, he be talking crazy, and it's weird to see him talk crazy.
I ain't watched his podcast. Like, I gotta check it out.
Jason Whitlock. It was weird to hear him talk crazy.
Oh yeah.
It's okay.
He kept calling. He called him a fat bastard.
You bitch. You fat bastard. Yeah. Like, to hear him talk like that. It's different to hear all these guys that we've seen be all buttoned up over the years, and then like to have them to let loose. Like, you always wonder what these folks are like off of the corporate cameras. You bitch.
Oh yeah.
You fat bastard. Like, you like, whoa, there you talk. That's what you want.
Yeah,
Carla said she heard it too.
Yeah. Hey, but they're just like Shannon and Club Shay Shay. Like, Club Shay Shay or the Nightcap with Chad is wild.
Yeah, they tripped me out.
They wild.
Hey, Shannon cussed on Club Shay Shay. And he tried to catch himself, and I'm like, that's not the corporate cameras. You can let it go.
He forgot.
What's the name? Do it all the time. Ocho.
We know you come.
Yeah.
Ocho said he wanted to be so black one day that he wanted the people to say, God damn. He said he go to the tanning bed. I meant to say y'all.
Ocho, wow, man.
He said he wanted to be like a purple pumpernickel like color. He said when people walk past me, I want them to look at me and be like, God damn. Like, that's how dark he said he wanted to be. And for him to go to the teddy bear, it's crazy. What up, Jalen? How you living, brother? Hey, Moby, have you what's the furthest you travel with your son?
Oh shoot.
And motor transportation.
Nine? You talking about just about 9 hours, 9.5 hours?
9 hours? How old was it? How old?
I think he was about probably about eight or nine.
All right, that ain't bad. Y'all drove? Y'all drove, I'm sure.
Yeah. Man. Now, I flew farther than that with him, but see that, you talking about being in.
All right. What was that flight situation like? Was he older or younger?
Both. I flew with him both times when he was real little, and then now when he's older.
No. So what was that real little flight situation like for you?
It wasn't bad. He just, you know, once you give them their little toys or whatever, they good. They sit in that little corner and be quiet. But it wasn't, I ain't had no problem with him on flying.
Man, listen. So we took the girls to St. Louis with us the weekend before last, right? And that's why we didn't do the show, because we came back on Monday. And look, we sitting in the airport. I'm talking about this early morning. Our flight was at 8, so we got there. We got there early as hell. We sitting next to this lady, and I'm standing up. My wife's sitting there, and we got the two girls, and then this white lady is sitting next to us. Well, sitting next to them. Mm-hmm. Standing there, and old girl is like, oh, she reacts. The 3-year-old is digging in her pocket.
Wait, in the woman's pocket?
Yeah.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
I was like, I'm probably not raising thieves, yo. Like, she was down in old girl pocket, and she was, I don't know what she was trying to put out a pen, and then gave it to her. She gave it back to her, but I'm like, hey, fam, like, I'm sorry. Like, you, I feel like every time I go to the airport with these girls, I be apologizing for the stuff that they do, because...
Sorry about
like
that.
Like digging down in somebody else's pocket. What?
Yeah.
What are you teaching them?
All right.
And mess around, have an episode of Malcolm X. Get your hand out of my pocket, Nick. What?
She did it to a white lady, so it was okay. Man, look, I'm the one. Keita Cobra on TikTok said that was diabolical.
Learned that from TV.
What made this whole situation worse is that when we walked up, it was somebody had dropped like a cracker or something on the floor, and the girls was trying to get to it, and we was like, no, stop, like don't do that, like, don't eat that. Excuse me, I'm sorry, y'all. Yo, so we got them some food. They have food. My wife went to Starbucks. She brought back some what's the little, like a croissant thing. She brought the girls back some croissants. And so they eating the croissants, and all right, cool. Y'all got food. Y'all not hungry. That cracker on the floor was calling her girl name. We had already told her not to eat the cracker on the floor. Next thing you know,
that's why she did it.
Down on the floor. Like, we, I'm doing something down in my phone, being irresponsible. My wife probably doing the same thing, being irresponsible. Next thing you know, baby girl is up under the chair. Baby girl is up under the chair. And she is eating the cracker that was on the floor.
Oh no. Oh no.
You gonna die. Like, you gonna die. You're not gonna make it.
Either that or she gonna have an immune system from hell.
Man. She trying to see if she from Wakanda or not. That's crazy.
Gonna be lit.
Man.
Hey, that is far past the 5 second rule. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, we did not teach. I swear we're feeding this girl. You saw us. Just feed her. You saw it.
Hey. Look, man, I'm gonna tell you, I can't even talk about her, man. Because when I was a kid, I remember eating a piece of gum off of a pole. I do. I remember it. To this day, I'm, and to be honest with you, I'm gonna tell you, I can still remember how that tastes.
Yo, don't tell nobody else that story.
Hey, it's the truth. It's the truth. You know me. I don't care. You know me. I spit it. I say it.
Batman was eating gum from under the desk.
That's man, look. No. Hey, but I remember it as a kid. I remember that as like to this day. I remember like it was yesterday, and I can still taste it in my mind. I can still see how the gum tastes. That's how, I only did it once, but when I done it, I don't know why I did it. Wow. I don't know why I did it, but I still to this day can taste it.
That's too much.
No. Hey, eat it. That gum still had the flavor in it. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Man, it's people that's unfollowing you right now.
Hey, that's fine. You know me, the left people, I'm better.
Moby ate that gum and was like, who left the flavor in here? That's just wasteful.
Hey, one thing for sure, it wasn't no Fruit Stripe gum, because that Fruit Stripe gum be out quick.
He was like, look at this double bubble right here.
Hey, listen, so it was blue. The gum was blue.
Fruit Stripe double bubble. That double bubble, that lose flavor after 14 chews is over with.
Hey, that Fruit Stripe gum, as soon as you take it out, as soon as you take the wrapper off, it's gone. You remember Fruit Stripe?
Absolutely.
Hey, Fruit Stripe, as soon as you take it off the wrapper, it's like a car coming out the parking lot. It loses value quick.
Man. All spearmint gum.
14 juice is too much.
Eater, that Big Red last, Eater. Don't you talk about Big Red. Don't you talk about Big Red.
No, Big Red didn't last. The experiment didn't last. All of that. You got
Big Red. Oh, you tripping.
Bro, you got like nine chews, and then that was a wrap.
Big Red?
Big Red, first of all, Big Red was terrible. And anybody in the chat that thinks
Stop it.
Terrible.
You couldn't even blow bubbles.
That shit was terrible. Like, why you want your breath to smell hot? Make it
Big Red.
Why you want your breath to
Big
smell
Red hot? With fire.
Why you want your breath to smell like cinnamon? Make it make sense.
Hey, all right.
No. Yeah, it ain't good if you're trying to talk to a girl and go kiss a girl or something. But if you just want some gum, that'd be red or fire.
I want your breath to be hotter than it normally is. Yeah, make it make sense.
Hey, that Big Red was fire, boy.
Let me make this hot as wild. Hey, so what gum would you be cool with somebody offering you?
It's got to be spearmint.
Give me some spearmint or peppermint.
Yeah, but then they also low key saying your breath stink.
So yeah,
you can't turn it away.
But if somebody gonna offer me some, give me the ones in the little squares. Don't give me the Juicy Carla, Juicy Fruit.
I'm sorry.
Hey, if somebody tried to kiss me with juicy fruit breath.
Carla! Stop it!
I'm about to wake these kids up.
Yeah, juicy fruit was terrible too. I'm sorry. Juicy fruit was terrible. Hubba Bubba. What else was in that family? I feel like it was like...
Hey, Hubba Bubba. Philip, Hubba Bubba lasted like 3 chews.
Hubba Bubba was on Section 8.
With Super Blow. That's the gun. You can get that gun with Wick.
Hey, so Hubba Bubba was always half open. It was always half open.
It was hard.
Yep, it was hard.
Hey.
You can even see the sugar on the outside of the gum.
Hey, all that gum. Right, all that gum you get during Halloween was bad, and it was hard. Like it was always like it was stale.
Okay, yeah. Winter Fresh I could get with, Carla. I can get with.
Yeah. Winter Fresh Fire.
Winter Fresh was solid.
That's my go-to if I'm out somewhere. Hey. And I'm like, I need to grab something. I'm going to grab something just in case.
Like, I ain't never smelled Carla breath. So she that's what's up.
The fact that you're thinking about that is crazy.
if she come over there with some juicy fruit, you might smell it.
No. The Winter Fresh was good. Double mint with spearmint.
Hey, if I had juicy fruit, I'd be offended. Because I smell everything. That's the problem.
Whoa. Big League Chew. I agree. That was definitely a no-go.
Chewing Big League Chew?
What? Hey! But it was fun. It was fun.
Wasn't.
Big League Chew was fun.
Hey, you wanted to look like you had tobacco in your mouth?
Yes! Especially if you play baseball. If you play baseball.
Brother, hey, try. Was it fun? Like,
man.
The cigarette gum?
I mean, oh, well, see, I didn't do the cigarette gum. I had the cigarette candy.
It's
okay, so tell me this. Big League Chew in double bubble. Yeah. Did they not taste the same?
No.
Moby. Yo, man, stop.
No.
Stop.
No. I'm not going to let you do Big Chew like that. I'm not going to let you do Big Chew.
Any gun that comes. Hey, listen. Any gun that came with baseball cards tasted like wood. That's
man. Look, man. Ain't nothing like that, Big Chew. You dip your hand in like especially if you play baseball, you go out there to the park and you grab that Big Chew and you dip it like you come on, man. Come on.
Thank you, Carla. Hey, 30 seconds.
You just talked about enough.
Look.
Come on, man. Y'all wow. Yo,
look, you talking about okay, Carla. Carla thinks juicy fruit is good.
She ain't perfect.
Oh. Yo, wow. This wasn't even on. Look, trash and gums wasn't even on the topic, but I'm going to cut this out, though. This is going to work. This is going to work. Yo,
well, we know what your next sponsor is not gonna be.
Yo, it's definitely not gonna be any gum situation. We ain't get no props to none except for Winter Fresh.
I think we all agreed on Winter Fresh.
Hey, Keita on you. She said this is the same kind of retool gum.
Yeah, Wrigley's gonna watch this and be like. Nah, I'm good.
Wrigley gonna sit this one out.
Nah, not him. Wrigley all like, nah.
Nah, I ain't messing with Wrigley.
Nah, not them. Hey, yo, so back to the flight. My landing was so aggressive. The landing was so hard. Like, I felt like he made a sharp left.
Wait, what?
That was upsetting. Like, he hit, like, it was like, now.
You got to say the airline. You can't
Julian
just.
Had
you
a,
can't
just. Julian had a pilot. No, he ain't said airline. Bam didn't apologize.
Oh, yeah, that's
look,
I ain't like that. He
I'm okay with the landing.
You know when you need to apologize.
I'm good with the landing. The landing don't bother me.
Moby, chill. Hold on now. Is it the landing as long as you live, or because there are levels to this landing game?
Well, for me,
the landing,
once I
the
hit
landing
those,
landing is where you.
Go ahead. Well, for me, long as once I hit those tires hit the ground, then I'm good. My mind is like, okay, I'm good. I'm out of that. I'm landed. I'm good. I'm touching ground. So I don't care how we land, long as we don't land to the point where we, you know, the tires blow and all that. But
so you,
long as we hit the ground, I'm cool. I don't care how it lands.
My standards is higher than yours.
Dog, hold on. Like,
my standards is higher than yours. Jason was told part of the story. All right,
so
experienced.
Go ahead. Tell that story, bro.
I don't remember. I think I was coming from Reno or something, landing in Chicago. Now, anybody that's flew into Chicago Midway know that those runways are short. And when I tell you we bounce like a 6'4" in a Dr. Dre video, and Buddy slammed on the brakes and we had the I'm talking about the plane. And after he got it stable, my man jumped on the mic and was like,
sorry about that. Thank you all for flying with us, sir. You know, that wasn't the ideal landing, but you didn't have many choices when you fly. We thank you for choosing us today, and you enjoy the rest of your trip.
So, all right, so tell me this. Which one would y'all rather have? Would you rather have a hard landing, or would you rather deal with that turbulence up there and that plane do that? Where do that? It hit a few clouds and do that jump like that. Which one would you rather have?
I deal with the turbulence. We still in the air.
Really,
bro? That landing made me think it was.
Right, like the landing. You are touching ground. Like, and so, all right. I can deal with turbulence. I've been on planes that where it felt like it dropped a whole feet, like more than just like 10 feet, and people was on the plane like, like I've had that happen. I've also had a landing in which I've been awakened by the landing. Where you know you doze off it, they tell you got 25 minutes, and so you go ahead and close your eyes, and then next thing you know, boom, you don't land it hard, aggressively.
Look,
I don't like if you've never been awakened by landing, that's bad.
I'm with you, Carl.
Nah,
people with pacemakers. Dude, they struggle at
Yeah. Look, oh.
I scare everybody. I deal with the land in the extra row. Because but I scare everybody that's sitting next to me. Because, you know, they give you that warning where they say, hey, you know, are you willing to able to assist?
They lucky.
And they've
lucky
been in an emergency room.
Look, give me a hard landing. No Diddy. Give me a hard landing. No Diddy. That turbulence? Nah. Bro, that turbulence, man. That when that plane gets flying steady and then that thing gets to jumping like this, Lord, I know crazy. I know this wing didn't just fall off. I know this wing didn't fall off, Lord.
But what you gonna do? Nothing.
You gonna die.
Right.
give me that hard landing where I know I'm good on the ground.
No, you ain't. You still gonna die. The plane gonna blow up anyway. Like it ain't gonna.
No. It's a hard landing. We'll be all right.
Well, I said, we talking about first world problems. Live through a combat landing while you sleep, and you thank baby Jesus for a hard landing.
I get it. I'm not dealing with that one.
At the same time. When you're not in a combat landing, and you're not expecting combat, you're not expecting people to be shooting at you, and you still land hard under the easiest conditions. Come on, fam. Like, you're getting paid for comfort, fam. Not for invasive situation.
Look, man, if we got a hard landing, no Diddy. And the plane, be clear.
We ain't paying.
Look, that hard landing is if it more than likely they slowing it down, right? So if it's a hard landing, we probably go, if anything happened, maybe the wheel fall off, and then we kind of get, you know, it might catch fire at the front, and then we all be able to, at least you got the chance to jump out. You know what I'm saying? At least you got a chance to jump out.
Bro, you not jumping out though. Like, that's what I'm saying. I tell people all the time,
you ain't
sitting
jumping out with 29 B.
Nobody is jumping out.
I'm talking about when you after the hard landing. They already breaking.
You not getting out.
I put it to you like this. I feel like I have a better chance if we on the ground than dropping from 30,000 feet.
Bruh, listen. If you sit next to me next to the window, I'm gonna be like, look, Jesus got us. So ain't nothing I can do to help us.
Just know this. I'm gonna be over there. If we by the window, just know I'm gonna be over there just like this. Swing low, sweet chariot.
Is it
coming for to carry me home?
Me opening this door is not gonna save us. All right. Jesus got it.
Man.
Go ahead and pray about it. It's cool. Ain't nothing I can do, fam. It's over. Look,
I just feel like I have a better chance once them wheels hit the ground.
Listen,
if that turbulence, man, I ain't got no chance up there. Listen, if that wing fall off, we done.
Mailman,
for sure.
If it's the if it's the pilot time and we in the air, it's our time. It's our time too.
Come on, man! Don't do it. Don't do it like that. Hey, Twan. Hey, the upper room is right. The upper room,
right. Me opening this door is not gonna save you, fam. It's over with.
We're going up.
It's gonna be the shortest episode. Look, it's our time.
We a team, nigga.
I see you when we
Oh, man, just give me a chance. Let the wheels hit the ground. Give me a chance.
Why would he come further?
What'd you say?
Carla put on there, if I'm sitting next to you, Julia, just kill me before we hit the bottom. Why would he come
commit murder before that. Like, we're not doing that.
First of all, I'm still going to heaven.
Now, commit murder. Now I'm about to say. Now he got to try to. Explain to the Lord why he killed somebody before he would die.
All right, Jesus, I had to take her out before she wasn't acting right. But you're still gonna let me in, right?
That's when he gonna hit you. He gonna hit you with one of these. Julie, you gonna say, you gonna let me in? He gonna hit you with this. Nah, fam. Nah, fam.
Not give me an organ. Nah, that's. Oh, no. Nah. God, it's me again. Oh, my God. Y'all are silly.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, y'all got me tripping over here.
Y'all wildin'. That is hilarious. Hey, so last week, bro, we were talking about stuff that happened in stores. And you remember we used to go to the store and pull all those coupons and whatnot. And, you know, I was talking to Carla about seeing this young boy. He was probably in his 30s and he was playing video games in Walmart. And I was like, yo, I was mad that he was so into it because he was like, yeah, oh. And then on Thursday, I saw fam. Playing Need for Speed. He sat down in the video game. He was sitting down in the video game driving hard as hell. Whoa. And I could just imagine he was talking to the traffic on the game. Look at the way food
of
driving.
Course.
Look at his food driving. Look, he didn't get out.
Come on. You know he was move.
I bet he was driving the speed limit. Though. He wasn't even trying to win.
Off the traffic in a minute. He's off the traffic. Now, fam was driving way too hard for that. He was driving way too hard to not be trying to win, but he was mad at the traffic.
I'm sure he was driving
with his girl touching his shoulder. Why are you driving?
Man, he played video games in so long.
Look at this fool. Look at this sucker.
Somebody move out the way, you jive turkey.
Some bitch.
Oh, you know he using them. He using them words.
Here's the bad part.
You can't be driving a racing game and you got a handicap factor in your regular car.
Get out the way, fool. He was like, man, I'm about to give you. I'm driving. I don't get a chance to do this with my handicap stick on.
Look at this little young blood. Move out the way, young blood.
Real quick, because I was about to. It's about time, but I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna go over a few minutes because this is hilarious. So, I sent this to Moby, and he responded. Barbecue in Haiti or a lot. I text a lot of freehand because that's just how I remember stuff. And so it was a YouTuber. All right, let me rewind. A couple weeks ago, scrolling through TikTok, there was this cannibal over in Haiti. He leads a cannibal gang, allegedly. And if y'all know what cannibalism is, fam be eating people. Buddy name, his nickname is Barbecue. Hey. And so there was a YouTuber he was an Arab YouTuber, but he was pretty famous. Fam went over there to meet barbecue. And now he missing. And I'm like, yo, what? Why would you
look,
he eat people.
Let me tell you something. I ain't ever going to see nobody by the name with the nickname barbecue. Ever. No way possible. Like,
you know what it is. It ain't no secret. It ain't no secret. Like, only reason why you went over there is because you heard that fam be eating people. And you was like, and your thought process was, I'm on YouTube and I'm going to go over there and holler at me. Let me go take
he ain't gonna eat meat.
A picture with Cuzzo.
I ain't going to eat meat. No.
He don't like dark meat. You
eat me, I'm on. Hey, listen. Hey, Fam be getting his grub on and his nickname is barbecue. That is a problem.
Mm-mm.
Look, what I know is there is an island. There is an island off the coast of India named North Sentinel Island. North Sentinel Island. They are notorious for not allowing people to come onto their island. Like, they have no interaction with anything from the modern world at all. They are known. It is known that if you go there, you, me, them, us, it's a high chance that you're going to die. They're going to kill you because they don't want to see you. All they know is them, and that's all they want to see is them. I have zero interest. Zero. And going over there and being like, hey, I'm strategically reckless. I'm Mr. 17. Let's go on over there and check these people out.
Nah, ain't no way. Me? Ain't no way.
We need friends. And this YouTube boy gonna want to go see barbecue.
I don't care if the plane ticket was free. I'm not going. Hey.
You know how many people, for him to be a gang leader, appreciate that follow, Jocelyn. You know how many people, for him to be a gang leader, they scared of fam because they know what he capable of. Yo, you eating people in 2024 like ramen is not available is crazy to me.
What the fuck? He's like, ramen section 8 people is different.
Ramen is
available. That's a different type of struggle.
Hey,
I mean, who just sit around?
I don't know what type of food packages the U.S.
Man, I mean, but for real though, who just sit around and be like, man, you know what?
I don't know what type of food package.
Man, that nigga look kind of tasty.
Hey, yo, pause.
No, Diddy. He was like, look, man, that nigga look kind of tasty.
No, Diddy.
Like, man, come on, man. Who just look at people and be like, man, they look like they taste good. They look like they taste good.
That's crazy.
I bet he got a little spice in
him. Spicy, wow. I know a dude that wears spicy on the back of his bowling shirts.
Don't do it. Don't do
he
it.
He also threw 10 strikes in a row and then threw the next ball in the gutter.
Wow.
Wow. You ain't hear that from me.
I didn't see that, Carla.
Wait, what'd she say?
Yeah, yeah, that's me. Did y'all see the movie where the plane crashed? Yeah. Yeah, I think that was based on a true story. I think that was based on a true story. Where the movie, the plane crash had to get that grub on.
Yeah, no, that's just like the Lake Lanier movie. I'm gonna pass on that too.
Carla, could you, Carla, would you start eating if you would like that movie? Would you do it
for somebody?
Go ahead, Slick. My fault. Go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know how bad it gotta be for you to look at a person. Like, you gotta look at a person and be like, like, you know how bad that gotta be. Like, you done bypass lunch. You done bypass cream, berries. You're not even gonna run and go choke out a deer and take a bite out of that. You looking at a person.
Wow. That would be my sign that it's time to go meet my maker.
Yeah, I ain't not gonna be able to do it.
As a person, when I heard that king snakes eat other snakes and that's why I shouldn't kill the ones that's on my property, I was like, that's crazy. Who?
Yeah.
Who would do that? I thought that was like legit. It was crazy when I heard that king snakes kill other snakes. I'm like, okay, so I shouldn't fuck with this one that's is on my property. I'm gonna just leave it here because it's supposed to do work on other snakes. That's why.
First of all, I see a king snake. Get the strap.
Hey, king snakes take care of everybody else's stuff. And take care of it. You know what? We gonna go. I want to go to real quick before we get out of here. Dang, man, y'all out here.
I'm gonna get in on this, but I gotta run and get my little man after this question.
All right. It'll be quick. My fault, man. I didn't know you had a curfew, man. My fault.
No. I always have to wait for him to text me. Anyway.
I sent that picture. I posted the picture. I got you. All right. So I think I posted this picture on Facebook, and it was about the women's maintenance chart and the amount of money that they spend on what it is that they need to get done. I posted that in this, and I'm like, hold on now. Like, I don't dispute the prices. It was real funny that only dudes commented, though.
Mm-hmm.
Only dudes commented on that picture that I posted with these folks. I did find that interesting.
Well,
everybody agreed that she probably needed a job. Here we go. I was trying to share it in the feed, but it's not cooperating. I'm a woman, and that was too much. That's what Carla said. What does your Carla while we get look like? So she said her wax was 60, nails and toes between 75 and 130. I don't know why it's a range in that. Like, that don't make sense to me. Hair, $80 to $400. Facial, 60 to 150. Brows, 12 to 30. Lashes, excuse me, 80 to 120. Now, Okay.
Man, I wanna get in on it, but it I gotta run be. Though, man. I wanna That's get fine. In on it, but I gotta run out.
All right,
he texted me. I gotta go pick him up from work.
Appreciate you tuning in, brother.
Check. All right, man. Yeah. We'll holler at you.
Okay.
I get up with y'all later.
Well, stop nobody from being a good dad.
Yeah, I gotta go pick him up. Gotta go scoop him up.
Yeah, I just clipped him. All right. Nails and toes, now 75.
Hair 80 to 400.
What I don't understand is, what you getting for 80 and what you getting for 400? Because that's too far. Appreciate that following, Mr. Stiley.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, so when I look at this, so first of all, you can't say 100 is not enough when 100 on the low end will get your wax done, your brows done, or it's going to get at least two things on this list completed. And how many toes you got that it's going to cost $130?
Yeah, two things for sure. Even on the high end of the brow.
Like, you got
four got six toes. On both feet. They go charge extra to do that little weird six toe that's stuck on the end.
Okay, and like, so the only thing... I feel like might now, be close is hair.
Oh my God. Go ahead.
The only thing I think is close is hair. And that means you got a couple horses added to it. Like you went and got four horses added to your hair. That part might make sense. I feel like the longer your lashes are, the more it's going to cost. Your eyebrows, it's going to be $30 if you're on the AD side of the game. And your facial shouldn't be $150 if you wash your face every day. And you can do that at home. Leave me alone. Don't judge me.
I'm glad you said that. I'm so glad you said that because I don't charge people $150 for a facial.
Cut it off! We're good. Thank y'all for coming out. God bless you.
Yo! Hey, that's where you get them. I appreciate everybody for tuning in.
That's a wrap.
Like, share, follow. I want to thank left-hand rookie Julian Brown for tuning in and for jumping on with us today. I want to thank Mailman Moby for jumping on. Hey, if you're looking for some dope bowling shirts, I'm about to add some more to the collection. The Bruce Leroy to go ahead and ride. But I'll add your boy at the 710 Print Shop. That's www.the710printshop.com. Enter in promo code TEAM710. All caps. That's TEAM710. I appreciate y'all for tuning in.
Appreciate you, bro. Patreon, what?